working out.
This piece from Rav Kook is taken from Oros and Daf Kuf Samech in the bottom. He's dealing with the aside, which is very nogia to this door. Bechlal b'frat. And he writes about an inyan which is not touched so much, and at least openly in the Sefer HaMikdashim. It repeats itself many times in his works. And he says, Katnas Ha'emunah that which we are deficient in emuna and we're far from being mekadesh ourselves with the kedusha yoina. It begins from the place that we fail to be meraimim, to uplift our own worth. Until it becomes kavua in our hearts, this great rayon, this great idea. The notion that the gdula velokos, that an adam should be kadosh, kadoshim tiyu kikadoshani. The idea that we have been chosen, that we deserve, it's a good shidduch. Klai Yisrael and the Kedusha, the godless, is mat'im for us. This is a machshava which is very hard for us to swallow. Ha'gedula ha'yoyna, this lofty godless, ha'misa'eres, is called rayon mugval. Asher l'hamachshav elikis, which a sa'ar is like a lashon of a whirlwind, which is like a whirlwind for all rayon mugvul, that for all thought which is within gvul. Asher l'hamachshav elikis, whereas to the machshav elikus, yibayumah ha'nayroa migareshes, esruach ha'adam migvula. Whereas in the thought of Machshav Elokos, the lack of contemplating Gdula El Yoyna, in its greatness, it's Megarish the Ruach Adam from its Gvul. That we're so afraid to think about these things, to believe that Galus is really right for us. Whereas from the perspective of Kedusha, the lack of thinking of this drives a person away from his Gvul. That until a person lifts himself up, b'machshavos shel kodesh, to think thoughts of kedusha, u'b'orchus chayim shel toyar, lachush be'atmo es his amasai al gedulozo. Lest a person forget to think that we need to think. That we're matim, this gedula is matim for us. Ubiyichud hadaver nogei liYisrael, especially to a Jew. Kirvas halakim, halumis tzricha emuna gedola shel geus leumis b'midu rama kol kach. We need to lift up our spirits and to have emuna in the gaiva, the gedula, the gaiva, the kedusha. Ad sheyikba b'leiv harayon halyoin. Until we establish in our hearts this lofty idea, that this is galus of elokos, is fit for us. Amnam geos kodesh zu, but this gaiva of kedusha, kishem shehi yiduya, begayin kach yishavutz banav gedola. just like it's recognized, it's decorated in tremendous gaiva of Gaon, it begins from Anava Gedoyla. Anava Lekis. Haba mitecha gedula mischaveres himat, that they go hand in hand. This is what the neshama of Klai Yisrael is about. From the foundations of thoughts of Anava. Holy Anava. Can a person come to what he calls the Rayon HaGadoyla, these great thoughts of Gaiva the Kedusha? Of course, these need Hezber, especially because the line between Gaiva the Kedusha and Gaiva HaPsula is very thin. And by looking at it on the outside, it's very hard to discern what is a good Gaiva and what's not a good Gaiva. This idea of Gaiva the Kedusha is very much related to the Yontav of Purim, to Chodesh Adar. Chazal tell us that the month of Adar pertains to the pasuk which says Adir b'amorim Hashem. Adir is a lesson of strength, and the strength comes from a place of b'amorim Hashem, that a person is margish aram de kedusha, his remimus anefesh, of which the opposite of this, of course, is that which we know, that Amalek is Gematria Ram, that Amalek is Gematria Safek, that it creates Sveikus in the Sugya of the Hisram Masanefesh, that a Jew must have in order to attain these Madrigas which Rav Kook is discussing, the godless which is fit for us. And even if a person can muster the strength to have emunah in himself that he's really fit for godless, as soon as he does so, a Amalek is right there to confuse us as to exactly what is the true godless and remimus that a person is supposed to have. The Kozman the Pnei Yisrael were Mitzrayim. The Klipa of Mitzrayim was one which made us feel and believe that we're really just avadim, that we're nobodies. And this, as we see later on, as the parashas continue, that this is a machshava which plagues Bnei Yisrael even after they leave Mitzrayim. That they think to themselves that we are like avadim. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, B'yad Rama, the idea of Yad Rama is that he lifted up the spirits of Bnei Yisrael to feel and to believe that godless and Hisremimus is really due to us. Yisrael is the Oisios Li Roish, the Sfarim say. That a Jew has to say to himself that godless is really due to me. And as soon as Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, B'yad Rama, there's a certain state and feeling of exaltedness. So right there was a Amalek to hit them a short while after. Because a Amalek comes and it latches on to the feelings of Hisramus and Nefes which we have, which we should have. And it creates Sveikus in order to be Metame, the Gaiva, and the Hisramus, the Gedusha. That we should feel thoughts which come to Metame, the true nature of this Hisramus, the Gedusha. The Gemara tells us Mordechai min HaTorah minayin. From where do we know Mordechai from the Torah? So the Gemara says Shenema kach lecha b'samim roish mar dror. That's a pasuk which is from the Ketores, from the spice of mar. Now right off the bat, mar is the oisiyus rum. It's been megala about the root of Mordechai. But the Indian of Mordechai is this Indian of kach lecha b'samim roish, that a person needs to be able to take his nekud of li roish. That a person has to know and believe that he's destined for godless. And this was very important at the time post Churban Beis HaMikdash. That after the Churban Bayis, Bnei Yisrael felt that they have been cast away by Kadosh Baruch Hu, that they didn't feel chosen anymore to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chosen people, that they weren't fit anymore to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chosen people. After all, the Beis HaMikdash is called the Beis HaBechira. It's the house which has been chosen, which represents the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu has chosen Bnei Yisrael as his people. And Churban Beis HaMikdash in their eyes, and the Beis HaMikdash was everything in the world of the Jew in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, meant that the sense of feeling nivchar, the sense of being chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu, was not lost from them. And Mordechai was an Ishihudi, and Chazal Dash an Ishihidi, who felt that even though Bnei Yisrael had been banished from Eretz Yisrael and from the Beis HaMikdash, that there's still a nekuda within each and every Jew, that he's still a nivchar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For Afkam Zayis, that even when Klai Yisrael be'Eretz Yevehem le'ma'asim, le'ga'altim le'chalaisam, le'hafir b'si'isam, k'ni Hashem Elokecha. That a certain nitzchias that Klai Yisrael has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he promised us, it's maftiach to us, so we have to know that it's impossible for a Jew to lose and to forfeit the fact that he's nivchar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad the klalius and mitzad the pratius. That each and every Jew, from the fact that he's been chosen to be part of Klal Yisrael, that he's part of the Am HaNivchar, that he's been chosen. But befrat, each and every Jew needs to know and to believe b'emunah shleima that I am nivchar. That in the same way we say Bereishis b'shel Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is chosen, that this Bereishis, that this idea of being Roish, is fit for Klal Yisrael, so too each individual must say to himself, b'shvili nivra olam. The world has been created for me, to be meroyim m'sa'atzmai, to believe in himself, and to believe that the Kedusha is matim for him, that the Godless is matim for him. This is what we find by Aaron HaKohen. That after Aaron HaKohen had slipped up by the Chet HaEgel, the Torah tells us in the beginning of Parsha Shmini, Rashi quotes the Sifri, that Moshe tells Aaron HaKohen, Krav al HaMizbeach. Come to the Mizbeach. Zakt Rashi, Shehaya Aaron Boish V'Yorei Lagashas. That Aaron HaKohen was fearful and embarrassed to appear before the Mizbeach. Amar LaMoshe, Moshe said to him, Lama Ata Boish? Why are you embarrassed, Aaron HaKohen? Lekach Nivcharta. This is what you've been chosen for. But because Aaron was now standing after the Chet HaEgel, and Chazal say, Nidme Leike Egel, that when he looked at the Mizbeach, that it appeared to him as the Egel. That he was looking at the Mizbeach and he saw an Egel there. that he needed to be neschazik in the fact that even though his world has been destroyed, that the Chayda Egel is the equivalent of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. There needed to be a Moshe there to tell Aaron HaKohen, Lama Ataboish Lakach Nidcharta, you are chosen. And to know that he's been chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the strength to be able to be mevatel all the demyonis. But there really wasn't an eagle in front of him. But this was the Mizbeach, which is going to be Mesakin and Mechaper in the Chayda Egel. But the demyonis which were plaguing him after the Chayt, which tried to bring him down, to make him think that he was not Nivchar, that he needed a Moshe to tell him, you are Nivchar. And this has been chosen for you. And this is what you're here for. L'kach Nivcharta. What's interesting is that the Ari HaKadosh tells us that the Yontav of Purim is connected to the sphere of Netzach. And similarly, we know from the Ushpizin that Moshe is the sphere of Netzach and Aaron is the Midah, the sphere of Hod. Now the idea of Netzach and Hod are opposites of each other. That Hod is the Koyach and the Midah which allows a person to take a step back, to allow others to go first, to humble oneself. Whereas the Midah of Netzach is the Midah of Nitzchias, of Koyach, to be able to persevere, to push forward, no matter what. And the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu corresponds to the Midah of Netzach is because he was chosen to be the one, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu foresaw that there would be a lot of mistakes that the Jewish people would make in the Midbar, and especially having left Mitzrayim as a broken people. And they would need a leader like Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Koyach of Netzach, the Mechazik, the Nekud of Nitzchis within each and every Jew. That no matter how many times he falls, that the fact that he's been chosen is Nitzchi. This is what we have. That Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron HaKohen that the Mid of Netzach tells the Mid of Hoyd, Lama Ataboish, why do you take a step back? Lekach Nivchart. You've been chosen for this. This is the same thing that Purim tells each and every one of us. Purim tells us, Lakach Nivcharta. This is the Nekud of Moshe. Of which Chazal say that Mordechai is a Nitzitz of Moshe. That in the same way, Mordechai is the Indian of Kach Lecha B'Samim Rosh. Moshe is the one who tells Aaron HaKohen, Lakach Nivcharta. And in the same way, Moshe tells Aaron Lakach Nivcharta to approach the Mizbeach, even though it looks foreign, it looks like the enemy. This is the same Inyan which we find by Mordechai and Esther. It's a very beautiful Chazal. In Esther Rabba, in Perek Tes. On the words Malach Esther Hamalka, the king tells Esther, Malach Esther Hamalka. So the Midrash says, "Vayomer Hamalach Esther Hamalka Lama Tivchadi." That the king says to her, "Why are you afraid?" Ki hadas zayis asher shidarnu, because this rule, this law, which we've enacted, that anybody who comes in shalob yishus to the melech achas dasa lahamis, that it's accountable by death. Einene mutelas alayach, this does not apply to you at all. Ki at rayasi v'chaverti, because you are my beloved and you are my chaver. So she says back, v'tamer esi adoni hamelech kasheri isicha, when I saw you, nivhala nafshi mipnei kvaitcha, that because of your kavod, I was mamish afraid. And Rabbi said, this is exactly the same inyan which we had by Moshe and Aaron. that Esther, he was afraid to appear in front of the king because she had demyonis. She had demyonis by looking at the melech. This is a melech who sits on a throne with grandeur, with haughtiness. And this is why the king says, this doesn't apply to you. But there's a yachas between you and I. Or would you forgotten? You've forgotten how amongst all the other basulois and the narais and the malchus that I chose you to be my queen. And the fact that Esther Hamalka should have known that she's been chosen by Ahasuerus should have given her the hisremimus to know that she's above the regular rules which govern everybody else. The spirit of Lakach Nevcharta, of Lama Ataboish, you've been chosen for this. The fact that you've been selected as the Malka means that you have rights to come in whenever you want, because this is the nature of our relationship. And as she's experiencing these feelings of maybe I shouldn't go in, that she's afraid to go in, Mordechai tells her these words, Al tadami b'nafsheich. Al tadami b'nafsheich. Lihimaleit beis hamalchus. Don't take again and run away. But the words Al tadami b'nafsheich, when we focus on the union of themselves, mean Al tadami b'nafsheich means don't be medame. Don't imagine yourself for who you're not. We have all many types of demyonis which make us think that the Yitzhahara puts in our minds, which make us think that we're not special, to make us forget that we've been chosen. Especially in this Golas, which is Golas Edom, which is the Lashon of Dami, demyonis. And the Ikri Demyon which Edom casts upon Klal Yisrael is Al Tadami B'Nafshech. To forget about who we really are. That we should imagine something other than who we are. Rabbi Derech Rem is Dami is a Lashon Dam. Tadami B'Nafshech means to think that you are just Dam, Basa V'Dam. That the Jewish soul should think that he's just mere flesh and blood, like all the other Umas HaYolam. Like was said to Noach, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. But the emes is that a Jew is very far from that. Al tadami b'nafshech, that you're not just made out of flesh and blood. You're not basar v'dam. That a yid has an nefesh eliki, which means that he's been chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Al tadami b'nafshech is Rashi Teva's avos. That a yid, that the root of his soul comes from the avos HaKadosh. Just like Yaakov was nivchar, Yaakov b'chaloka, every single Jew is nivchar. Yisrael is kulasai, Hashem's chosen people. And it was only with this sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechazik us before the giving of the Torah, that he said to us, that you're an Am segula mikol ha'amim, Am ha'meches kehana v'gagadosh, that he lifted up our spirits to know that we've been chosen by him. That we were able to receive the Torah. V'loy ba'ish, that we had this idea, this feeling of l'kach nevcharta. And so too in the times of Mordechai v'Esther, the Chazal tell us, Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim. That Klal Yisrael, who's called the Am Mordechai, that we're an Am Ram, that he lifted up our spirits to know that we've been chosen, was a shaykh to have another Kabbalah Satar. Because a Jew can only be Makabal Tayr, to accept upon himself all the tzivuim and all the mitzvahs and the expectations from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he has for us. If he understands the idea of Lekach Nevcharta, that you've been chosen for this, that you were created for this galus, that this is due to us, that this is due to me. It's only with a feeling like this, that a spirit like this, that a person can thrive in his avodas Hashem, that he can take steps forward benitzchias, to constantly take steps forward no matter what setbacks he may have, to know protected. Even after the greatest destruction, even after Churban Beis Hamikdash, even after Achilat Eagle. But to think that the godless is now not fit for us is just dimyonis benefesh. The fact that Esther went in Shalei Kadas, because Mordechai instilled within her this feeling of Lekach Nivcharta. The Kadosh Baruch Hu put you in this position for a reason. That it's clear to me that you've been chosen mamash for this. This is Ramu Masanefesh. As we've said in the past, Mordechai Zeusios Ram Yadcha. That it's the Yad Ramah, which was Mechazak B'nai Yisrael after Mitzrayim. And he instilled that within her. This is the beginning of the downfall of Haman HaRasha. And this comes to a climax when Haman comes before Ahasuerus. And in the same way that Esther appears before Ahasuerus, Shalei Kadas, after not being called him Ahasuerus, Haman does the same thing. He appears before Ahasuerus, the king, in the middle of the night, of which Chazal say infuriated Ahasuerus. How dare he appear before me in the middle of the night? At which he says, "Mi bechatzer, who isn't in the chatzer?" And Haman appears before Ahasuerus. That on the surface, Haman and Esther are doing the exact same thing. They're nichna shelo bishos. The only difference is as to why Haman has his nefila from this. Which immediately upon Ahasuerus seeing Haman come in, it turns him off that even if he had a havamina to reward Haman for being such a great guy in the Malchus, this completely took away any chances of this happening. And at the moment that Haman is thinking that who would the king want to honor more than me? The miyach with the melech. Lastis yakar yoisimimeni. But he's boasting in his gaiva. This is the moment that Ahasuerus sends him down and it says Mordechai is the one I've chosen. How come it is that Haman, that he sees the beginning of his nefila now? Because it goes back to Esther. But the difference between Esther and Haman is that Esther, it's true of what he says to her, Kach nivcharta. That the rules of the Malchus, of the Seder Malchus don't apply to. You are Ahavasi, Rayasi, Chevrasi. That because she's been chosen, she can come in Shelo Bishos. You're the wife of the king. And no matter how great Haman was, and he came Shelo Bishos thinking that this is okay for me, but he wasn't chosen. That he was not chosen to be the princess. He was not chosen to be the queen. And this is the beginning of his downfall. That Esther's coming in, Shalei Bishos, was a refuah koidem lamaka. But the fact that she was able to muster that strength, that hisromu masanefesh, to bring out the gaiva, the kedusha, is what sent the gaiva of the tumah and the gaiva of the klipa of the sitra achra to the ground. That when we raise up the Esther, the nekuda of Esther within ourselves, the hisromu masanefesh of the kach nivcharta, that I've been chosen, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me. Not because I learn 24 hours a day and I daven good, or because I'm handsome, or whatever other reasons, or I'm rich. This is all chitzonis. That's not why. So if the gaiva comes from there, then that's called Haman. But if it comes from the fact, just because I've been chosen, chinam, it's an avas chinam that Hashem has for me, that I've been chosen and I don't know why, but I come from the avas akdoshim, and because they were chosen, I'm also chosen. If a person can dispel all the tadami bin afsheikhs, all the personal reasons why I think that I'm fit for this, then it's taka true. But if a person's like a Haman, and that his Masa Nefesh comes from a place where a person thinks that he's accomplished so much, that he's done so much for the king, and it's really fit for me. This is the roots of the Gaiva Psula, of Lifnei Shever Golan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to send such a person with that Gaiva crashing down. But just for the mere fact that Mordechai is called an Ish Yehudi, that I'm a Jew, the fact that I'm a Jew gives us that Remem was the Kedusha, that Adim Moram Hashem, that in the month of Adar comes out this Remem was HaNefesh, of which Chazal say, in fact, that Aaron HaKohen and his sons, that they were Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha in the month of Adar. On the 23rd of Adar, Aaron was Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. And this is the end of Shemen HaMishcha, like we said before, Kach Lecha B'Samim Rosh. The Shemen HaMishcha is what lifts up the spirits of a person, which is the whole Teva of Shemen, that Shemen always rises to the top. And this is this Remem Masa Nefesh. It's a precursor to Nisan, to the Chodesh of Yitzias Mitzrayim, to leave Mitzrayim, to leave the feelings that a person is just an Eved, that he's a nobody, that he's a lowlife. But more importantly, now that we think like that, the Godless is not Ru'u Yolano. But it's from this feeling of the Kach Nevchata that the Jewish people had the Yeshua. The Mordechai and Esther, they were able to set the stage for the Yeshua for Bnei Yisrael at that time. And this is something which we struggle with so much. And because we look like the Goyim, and we speak the language of the Goyim, and we live in their communities, we walk in the same streets as they do, it's very hard for us to discern or to believe that we're really the Am HaNivchar. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu has expectations of us. The Bereishis of Shal Yisrael, that He wants us to believe in ourselves that we are the purpose of creation. And this implies every single one of us, as an individual, that when we look in the mirror, Al Tadabim Nafsheich, this is not me. It's just a dimming of my nafesh. Not to be afraid, and not to be embarrassed. As the Medrash in Tehillim says, in Kapitel Chaf Beis, which is completely speaking about the Nes of Purim, as we take a look at the Medrash there, that the Pasuk says, B'cha batru avayseinu. The Mordechai and Esther, that they had bitachin in you. V'loi boishu, the Pasuk says, and they were not embarrassed. That these feelings of lama ata boish that Aaron HaKohen had. Batru b'cha avayseinu means that we had bitachin in you, that you're truthful, that you're trustworthy, that your haftacha is a haftacha, that when you say about us that we're your chosen people, and that they will always be Yeshua for us. And to believe in our own Hisramimus, V'lei Baishu, we're not going to be embarrassed anymore. And these are the types of feelings which plague us, Bizman Hazeh. This is the Kippah of Amalek, Asher Karcha Badera, which cool us off, which make us forget the true nature of the godless of our neshamas, of the Tadami bin Avsheikh, that we should forget, that we should have images of who we are, which are really false. But as long as a Jew is machazik himself and he believes that the godless is due to him, that it's a holy obligation to become holy, Kadeshim Tiyu Ki Kadashani. From a Chazak herself and his family was Hanafesh, which is the Derech of Mordechai and Esther, to rebuild from Churban, no matter what Churbanas have come upon us. These are the types of feelings of which Klai Yisrael Mekabel the Torah then. These are the types of feelings which brought about the binyan of the second Beis HaMikdash, Gufa, from the depths of the Tzara of Haman. And with that, through feelings of Yisrael Mimas HaNefesh, of the feelings of the Kach Nevcharta, Kach Baruch Hu will help us to be able to see not only the binyan of ourselves as individuals, to Mechazik B'Nitzchias, with the coming of the binyan of the third Beis HaMikdash, would be as Goyal Tzedek, and Meir Amen. Amen. Yeah.